ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं भवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरु 13th वर्स शक्तिद्वयं हि मायायाः विक्षेपावृतिरूपकम् विक्षेपशक्तिर्लिङ्गादि ब्रह्माण्डान्तं जगत्सृजेत् सृष्टिर्नाम ब्रह्मरूपे सच्चिदानन्दवस्तुनि अब्धौ फेनादिवत् सर्वनामरूपप्रसारणा We finished these two verses last class. I mean, the things two and also finished. Antardrigdrishyayor bhedam.
Antardrigdrishyayor bhedam.
Bahischa.
Bahischa.
Brahma sargayoho.
Brahma sargayoho.
Avrunotyaparashak. सा संसारस्य कारणम् सो इन् दीस् त्री वर्सस् 13, 14 एण्ड् 15 वाट् अवर् विद्यारण्यस्वामी वाण्ट्स् टु से वाट् ही सेयिङ्ग् And we've seen last class. The topic here is the cause of samsara and the means of eliminating that samsara. Means for elimination of the samsara is the subject matter from 13th verse onwards till the 21st verse. I told you this earlier. And to make us understand, see, in understanding the cause of samsara itself, we will have some objectivity. This one of the ways of teaching is, you, instead of saying how to undo ignorance, we always, our understanding is, we always try to undo something. Oh, desire is not good, I want to undo desire. I want to destroy desire. That is not good, I want to undo it. Here, there is no such thing called undoing or destroying because nothing can be destroyed. There is no such thing called absolute total destruction at all of anything. Then what do we mean by the elimination then? Isn't it? If there is no such thing called a destruction, then what do we mean by dispelling or elimination then? So elimination means here resolving. Isn't it? So here, that's where, what is that now? This, we have, the author wants to say that there is a solution, there is a means of, means for eliminating this samsara. To know the means, you should exactly know what is the cause of samsara. And that context, he's talking about the srishtihi, then he's talking about maya, isn't it? Then he's talking about maya's twofold powers, And there he talks about what is Srishtihi also. And he made very clear, there is what is Brahman, Satchit Anandam, Satchit Anandam Vastu. Vastu, when you say that which alone is Vastu. I want to pick up this, really get this word correctly. Vastu means the reality. What is the substance? The word Vastu has meanings. The substance, the reality, that which alone is called Vastu. And this Vastu, the substance, the reality, we know very well, has no beginning and no end. Understand now? Therefore, it is free from time limitation. It does not grow or doesn't be big or doesn't become small, doesn't contract or expand. Therefore, it is of the nature of changelessness. Vastu is of the nature of timelessness. Vastu is of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, this is of the nature of actionlessness, motionlessness. Therefore, what? And also because it's unchanging means it is of the nature of all pervasiveness. And this Vastu, which is timeless, time-wise limitless and spatially limitless, is also what now? Is the very existence of everything. Therefore it pervades everything. And remember this, this Vastu has independent existence, it is self-existent, and it is one. It is one and the same. This Vastu is. And really speaking, we do not know what that Vastu is. Do not know what that Vastu is. In fact, that Vastu alone is, in that Vastu, everything exists, everybody exists, every being exists. We do not know what that Vastu is. Doesn't matter. Then that Vastu, we say, what now? Has Shaktihi. Shaktihi, no? Absolute power, Shaktihi. That Vastu has Shaktihi, when I say, in that Vastu alone, the Shakti, Shaktihi is unmanifest. Shaktihi is what? Unmanifest. What is Shaktihi? Maya. And this Maya, when you say Shaktihi is unmanifest, means, I told you, all the names and forms, all the objects which you see here, all the objects of perception, gross, grosser, grossest, subtle, subtler, subtlest, invisible, invisible, all the objects of knowledge can be reduced to just the name and form. Any form, okay? Therefore, all of them were what now? The unmanifest. Unmanifest. The unmanifest names and forms is equal to Maya, and Maya is the unmanifest Shaktihi, and which has the location in Brahman, which does not exist outside of this Vastu. And we say, and the same Shaktihi alone, this Maya Shaktihi, Maya has twofold powers. This one Shakti is of two aspects, twofold powers. What are they? Avritihi, Vikshepaha. Or Vikshepaha, Avritihi. We have to say Vikshepaha first, Avritihi second. We can say Avarana Shaktihi or Avriti Shaktihi, Vikshepaha and Avritihi. Here, this Vikshepa Shaktihi, isn't it? Vikshepa Shaktihi alone, starts operating. And when Vikshepa Shakti starts operating, that is when all the nama rupas which are unmanifest in Brahman, in real Vastu, they become spread out, they become manifest simultaneously. Like what? Like the pena divatu, abdho pena divatu. Remember the example? Just as all different forms of waves, you know, get spread out on the surf, etc., foam, etc., small bubbles, etc., how they become spread out on the surface of water, so also in the ocean. So also all these namarupani become manifest, which were unmanifest, they become manifest in the vastu, Sachidananda vastu. Sachidananda vastu, it was the location. When before the names and forms were unmanifest, the same Sachidananda vastu is the what? Location where the names and forms become manifest. So srishtihi, creation, is nothing but this manifestation of the unmanifest names and forms is srishtihi. And this srishti, how does this manifestation take place? So for the unmanifest names and forms to become manifest, who is responsible here? Vikshepa Shaktihi. Because of the Vikshepa Shaktihi, if there is no such a thing called Vikshepa Shaktihi, then the unmanifest Namarupani would not have become manifest at all. Okay? This is because of this Vikshepa Shaktihi alone. And I told you one important thing. When does the Vikshepa Shaktihi start operating? When the Samashti Prarabdha Karma is ready for exhaustion, isn't it? Then the Prarabdha Karma alone determines the time of the operation of this Vikshepa Shaktihi. Then it starts operating, all the Namarupani become manifest. I told you Vikshepa itself means what? Thrown up. All the Namarupani become thrown up. Really speaking, we don't need to really, how they would have thrown up. We don't need to worry about all those things. I told you the author is not interested in Srishti. He only interested in teaching us the cause of samsara and the elimination of samsara. What happens? So this is Vikshepa. This after the Vikshepa Shakti, he operates at two levels, I said, at the individual level and also at the total level. The same way this Vikshepa Shakti alone is responsible for the creation of this world, and Vikshepa Shakti is responsible for the creation of what? When you say the whole Jagat is the manifestation, means the Jagat includes your physical body, your mind, your pranas, everything. So then what happens? This Vikshepa Shaktihi. Then Vikshepa Shaktihi, when it finishes, it becomes complete. The operation, the function of Vikshepa Shaktihi is over. Then Avarna Shaktihi starts operating. But Avarna Shaktihi operates only at the individual level. If there is no such Shakti called Avarna Shaktihi at all, then there will not be something called ignorance at all. Understand now? There is something called ignorance because of what? Ajnanam. Something called ajnanam, ignorance of anything, because of this Avarna Shaktihi alone. When the Avarna Shaktihi operates only at the individual level, it doesn't operate at the total level. Therefore, what? Ignorance is only for the jiva, not for the Ishvara. Isn't it? How? There's no such thing called ajnanam, on the part of Ishvara. Only on the part of jiva there is ignorance. And now, this Avarna Shaktihi starts operating, then but it covers. Avrunoti means covers. It covers. It covers what? It covers the truth. It covers the fact. It covers the difference. What difference does it cover for the individual? It covers the individual, inside the body also it covers, and externally also it covers. It covers at two levels again. Internally it covers, externally also it covers. If Vikshepa Shakti is not there at all, then we'll all know what is Sachidananda Vastu, what is Nam, what Namrupani are, what matter is, what Atma is, what Anatma is. Understand now? And you will see, my God, all the Namrupani are one and the same. All are not the same, equal, but all are one. Look at this. All of the Namarupani exist where? Only in Sachidananda Vastu. Isn't it? And I am also exist. I am also what? I, this individual, this body, this mind, this senses, this pranas also exist in where? Only in that Sachidananda Vastu. Every Namarupa I see also exists in Sachidananda Vastu. Then we will know that there doesn't need to be something called discovery and science and all that. All the facts you would have known already, my God. Everybody can discover everything. And not discovering, everybody will know everything, then will what happen? No effort, nothing, isn't it? But that's why we have Bhagavan's Leela, isn't it? Then everything will be very clear. But there is something called Avarana Shakti. Imagine. And we won't celebrate scientist discoveries. What is there? What big scientist? Everybody will know everything already. All the facts will be known to everybody. At least we will know, at least Atma, Anatma. We know what is reality, what is Namarupa, what is Satyam, what is Mithya. We will know everything already. But Avarna Shakti is there. Understand how? This Avarna Shakti covers. It covers the difference. It covers exactly what? The difference. Internal, individual level, it covers internal level, it covers inside the physical body, it covers the difference between Sakshi and the Antahkaranam. Inside, what do we have here? Sakshi and Antahkaranam. Inside the physical body, there is a Sakshi, the Vastu, the absolute illuminator, and there is Antahkaranam, the relative illuminator, mind. And mind is material and Sakshi is what? Chaitanyam, consciousness. And Sakshi is self-existent and then mind is what? Dependent. Sakshi is independent. Sakshi is, mind is inert, insentient. Sakshi by mere presence lends consciousness to the mind, whereas mind is that which borrows consciousness from the Sakshi. Isn't it? And Sakshi is self-illumining, self-revealing, whereas mind is what? Mind is in fact illumined by the Sakshi. That means mind is object of knowledge of consciousness. You understand, mind is the object of knowledge of consciousness, isn't it? Whereas consciousness is not an object of mind. Sakshi is the drik, mind is the drishyam. Okay, these are the, and Sakshi is satyam, mind is mithya. This difference is there between Sakshi and the Antahkaranam. This difference, this bhedaha, the Sakshi and mind are not distant, but Sakshi is distinct from the mind. This bhedaha, satyam mithya, Sakshi is satyam, mind is mithya, that satyam mithya, independent, dependent, isn't it? Once a consciousness and inert mind, this difference between Sakshi and mind is covered. Is covered by what? Avarna Shaktihi. So, avrunoti antaha drik drishyayoho bhedam avrunoti. Antaha, inside the body, this avarna shaktihi covers what? Drik drishyayoho bhedam. Who is the drik inside? Sakshi. What is the drishyam inside? Mind. And as I know, it covers. This is the internally Avarna Shakti's contribution. Okay? It covers. then what does it do? Doesn't stop here alone. Then there is objectively also. Subjectively it covers. The subjective covering. Then objective covering also. Externally also this Shakti he covers. It covers what? In fact, it covers Brahma Sargayoho. It covers the reality, this Sat, and the difference between the Sat, the existence. It covers the difference between the pure existence and Sargaha, the manifest Namarupani. Understand now? The Sat, the existence, and where the Namarupani are spread out. It covers the difference between the Sat, the existence, and the manifest Namarupani, which constitute the creation. Brahma Sargayoho Bhedam Avrunoti. Understand now, Brahma Sargayoho, Sargaha means creation, I told you already. Brahma Sargayoho Bhedam Avrunoti, where? Bahihi, outside. Antaha Kim Avrunoti, Drik Drishayoho Bhedam. So you do not see, when you relate to the world, you do not see the difference. What difference you do not see? Why we do not see? That not seeing is what? Ignorance. Not seeing the difference is what? Ignorance. That is why, because you see is covered. The difference is covered by what? Avarna Shakti. Avarna Shakti as alone is in the name of the covering of the fact, the difference. What difference? What is existence and what is Namarupa? What is Brahman and what is Jagat, the Srishtihi, the creation? That difference we do not see. When we do not see, then what happens? Okay, if you do not see what, so what? If Andridrishayoho Bhedam na avrunoti, Bahihi Brahma Sargayoho Bhedam Avrunoti. So what? If you do not see the difference between Sakshi and mind, what happens? If you do not see the difference between the Sat, the existence, and the Namarupani, so what? So what if you do not see? It covers means so what? That is what the problem. First it starts with where? When, why? When it covers, what happens? You have to see. Because of this covering of the difference between the drik and the mind, what happens? That you have to see next. What happens? The drishyam is, isn't it? Drik drishayoho bhedam is not seen. Bhedaha is not seen because drik is not at all known. Understand now, drik is not at all noticed. This, when we go to the 19th, 20th verse, it will become very clear. So we have to be patiently wait for, with me. Then this drikki hat all known, drishyam is mistaken for the self. This is called first error, okay? Drishyam, you mistake the drishyam for the self. I. You do not know, because there is also what now? The I is also what? It's a vritti, isn't it? I also is what? A vritti, which forms part of the mind, which is part of the manifestations. And there, then you mistake what? This mind for the I. Then because you mistake the mind for the I, drishyam for the drik, you mistake the drishyam for the drik. Then what happened? Because this mind also is of the nature of illumining with borrowed light, borrowed consciousness, borrowed sentience. It also knows, it thinks, it has all the capacities. So there is confusion. You mistake the mind for drishyam, the mind for the drik. First thing, this is what the avarna shakti results in what? This mistaking. Then when you mistake the drik for the drishyam for the drik, then not only you do mistake the mind for the drik, because mind is associated with the physical body, then the physical body also is mistaken for now the drik. So the eye sense comes to this level, okay? Mind, all the thoughts, eye sense is there. And then prana's eye sense is there. And all sukshma, the eye sense is there. And in the physical body also, eye sense is there. Deha atma buddhihi, indriya atma buddhihi, prana atma buddhihi. I mean what now? Atma buddhihi, there is eye sense in all these drishyani. Not only mind is drishyam, isn't it? For mind is drishyam, even the body also is drishyam. Sense powers are drishyam. And then all of them are drishyam. And here, because of this identity with the mind, now I is identified with the, what? Because Sakshi is not known, Drik is not known, Drishyam is taken for Drik, then I is identified with the, what? Drishyam, the mind, thereby with all other Sukshma aspects, and thereby the entire physical body. Understand now, this is the first thing happens because of Avarna Shaktihi. When the difference is covered, this happens. Then, once you mistake it, then we are going to see the next shloka actually. Then all the limitations of this, the problems of this body, mind, sense complex become superimposed upon the self. Then there comes the notion. What notion? Wrong notion, isn't it? The notion itself is what? Is the wrong misconception, wrong notion will be there. I am a mortal. I am insecure. I am dependent. I am unhappy. All these notions come, then because of this erroneous self-perception. Because of Avarna Shakti. Remember that. Once you have the notion, this is at the individual level, isn't it? When the notion comes, then not only this covers, you also think what? You do not see the difference outside also. Therefore, there is no such thing called objectivity at all. There is no such thing called objectivity. Once you have this, adhyasa, then adhyaropa, you're going to see all those things in the following verses. Then you take what? The pressure comes. That is how there is something called dependence comes, something called insecurity. Then this smallness is centered on I. This problem results in causing, creating desires. Understand now? Kama yesha krodha yesha rajo guna samudbhavaha. We said the Gita class. Remember, we were exactly doing. Why kama? Why krodha? That context, Krishna doesn't say that. Krishna doesn't say why kama krodha. Arjuna's question was what? Why purushaha papam charati? Anichchannapi. Now, why he does wrong action? In spite of knowing what is wrong, isn't it? Because, yeshaha kamaha, yeshaha krodaha. This alone impels one to do wrong action. Why krodaha? Desire is not fulfilled. Things don't go to my expectation. My pleasures are obstructed. Then krodaha. When there is krodha, what happens then? When there is krodha, there is kamaha. Desire. Why there is a desire? It is very natural. Why is such a thing called desire? Desire itself is because of always a constant effort on the part of every human being, every individual to become bigger than what one is. To prove oneself to be somebody. There's a constant pressure on the part of every human being, every human mind, irrespective of who the person is. Natural pressure is there. That is how there are desires, and desires make you do karma. Desires impel you to do karma. Once you do the karma, then karma produces phalam. And if the karma is right action or wrong action, punyama, and he produces punyama or papam. Once you have punya or papa, both have to be exhausted. Punyam has to be exhausted of going through pleasure. Papam has to be exhausted of going through pains. Therefore, this is how punya papas also will be there. And once you have punyam and papam accumulated, and to exhaust the punya papa, then there again birth is definite. Isn't it? We studied earlier, as long as the paradha karma phalam one has, the mind has very strong. What is the food? What is the tonic for mind? You know that as long as you have ajnanam and karma phalam, the mind will be happily there, will come back assuming another body. Isn't it? Then you would be exhaustion of karma phalam. You had to be born again. And when you are born again the same avarna shakti will be operating. Again you will not see the difference. Again there will be adhyasaha, adhyaropaha. Then, understand now, then all asha, ahankaraha, wrong notions. Then there will be what? Then asha, then there will be karma, there will be phalam, then again janma. How it is now? Avarna shakti results in what? Ajnanam, isn't it? Avarna Shakti is responsible for something called Ajnanam to be there. So Ajnanam leads to, I taught you many times in my introduction to Vedanta. I am repeating today, you know, as a part of explanation of this Drigdrishya. Ajnanam leads to Adhyasaha. So now, because of Avarna Shakti alone, there is something called Adhyasaha. Adhyasaha is what now? Erroneous self-perception. That is what is now? Drishyam is mistaken for the drik because you don't have drik drishya vivekaha. Isn't it? Viveka jnanam you do not have. Then we miss adhyasa is there. Naturally, there is adhyaropaha. Adhyaropaha means what? You superimpose all the problems of drishyam upon the drik. It's all where? Who is doing it? It's all the mind only. Understand? I don't think who's doing here. Who's doing Swamiji? Who's superimposing? I don't do. Again, don't say that, okay? When you have, wherever you have I, that I is doing. Understand now? This mind is superimposing. That's again superimposition. Isn't it? All the drishyas qualities, drishyas problems, drishyams limitations are superimposed upon the drik. Thereby, what happens? There is a wrong, erroneous notion about the self, self-misconception, isn't it? What now? I am dependent. I am, I am dependent, I am ignorant, I am happy, I am unhappy, I am sorrowful, I am sad, I am, all the notions, whatever you add to I is fine, I am is fine. They're two simple, okay, simple thought. I am is what? A thought. Knowledge. Self-cognition is a knowledge. I am is knowledge. The cognition. I am is cognition. That is fine. It's a beautiful cognition. Wonderful. I am is fine. But anything added to I am becomes what? Notion. Anything addition to I am is notion. But it is not simple notion, it is a wrong notion. That is the problem. Wrong notion about the self. I am is knowledge. I am is knowledge. Manifest knowledge. Isn't it? Manifestation of vritti and manifest the reflection of consciousness together forms what? Cognition. And which only human, there is this knowledge is only, the vritti is only in human mind. No other being has this knowledge. I am. This knowledge is found where? Only on the part of the individual, the human individual. Where is this knowledge? No other being has it. That's fine. But I am, anything added to I am becomes what? Wrong notion. I am is cognition, that is fine. That is why we say anything added to I am becomes notion, wrong notion. Which is again another thought, understand now, which is because of the identity, I am, identified with the body, identified with other thoughts, identified with the pranas, identified with the senses, identified with the physical body, is what now? Ahankaraha. And so now, thereby having a wrong notion is called ahankaraha. What is ahankaraha now? I am this knowledge, I sense, identified with the body, mind, sense complex, thereby entertaining a wrong notion about the self. I am so and so, I am this much is what? That is ahankara. Is it clear now? What is ahankara now? This ahankara there, then the wrong notion is there. There comes what? Another problem. This smallness, I am small, I am a limited individual, isn't it? The notion. There comes the basic human problem is the problem of smallness being centered on I. This every Vedanta class I had to repeat this. The problem of smallness being centered on I is because if this Avarna Shakti isn't there at all, you will see what? Oh, everything is Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahmasmi. Then where is the problem? There won't be this problem of smallness being centered on I. Isn't it? You would have been already free. Because Avarna Shakti is there, what happens now? There is, I am small, this notion is centered on I. Isn't I am small is centered on I. And then I am inadequate is also what? The sense of inadequacy is centered on I. Thereby, it happens what now? There is a constant pressure that there, because then, once I am inadequate, the notion comes. I am inadequate. I am insecure. I am. Anything added to I am is, I told you, erroneous notion about the self is what? Ahankara. Anything added to I am, which forms an erroneous notion about the self, which is ahankara. Is it clear now? Then this notion alone gives rise to the inner pressure, and then another notion comes what? I need help. I need support. I am dependent. I am insecure is the first wrong notion. I am dependent is the first. I require support is a wrong notion. Okay? This leads. This need, this pressure takes you to another one. What is that now? That is how there comes desires. Need results in desires. Desires are insatiable, I told. That's why we said desires will be, who causes the desire? Look at this. Why desires are insatiable? Why they are like dushpuraha analaha? Why? You cannot do anything about the desire. You are so helpless. It's worse than what swine flu, big swine flu. Nothing, okay? What is that really which keeps the mind alive and healthy and young and continue to live forever? What is that? Desire, okay? The desire is, we understand why desire is. You see where the cause of, what is the root cause of the desire? That is why it is foolish to say to give up desire, to undo desire, to suppress desire, to oppress desire. It is not possible. Understand desire. Understand now, desires are natural and these desires impel you to do karma, just you are not allowed to remain quietly. Understand now, you are impelled to do whatever you do, that karma is expression of your desire, the pressure of given by your desire. Therefore what? The desires are fulfilled, new desires come. Desires are fulfilled, new desires come. Then the desire doesn't become fulfilled. Then there is anger. You know what happens when the anger is. Anger what? Anger also is not. Anger is discomfort, causes discomfort in the mind. Desire also makes you feel restless. And then what happens? You do karma. Then karma is right or wrong. Produces punya papa. Punya papas had to be exhausted in the form of pain and pleasure. Therefore, you had to be born again. Once you are born again Avarna Shakti will be covering your mind. Again there will be ignorance. Again there will be adhyasa. Again there will be adhyaropa. Again there will be ahankara. Again there will be what? Desire, again there will be karma, again there will be phalam, again there will be bandha. Again you had to be born again. janma. Okay, you can say so shortly. You can say avidya. Say
avidya.
Kama.
Karma.
We gave first big list. What's the first big list I gave you? First I said ajnanam, adhyasaha, ahankara, isn't it? Adhyaropaha, ahankaraha, like that. Now we can make it briefly. You can say avidya, kama, karma. Avidya, ignorance is there. Therefore, this desire is there. Desire produces what? Phalam. Phalam produces what now? Karma. Paradham karma. Karma produces, therefore, janma. Avidya, kama, karma, janma. Avidya, kama, karma, janma. Avidya, kama, karma, janma. Understand now? This called what? Samsaraha. So, samsarasya, ka karanam. Don't think I'm simply repeating, prattling. Please understand, samsarasya sa karanam. Who is the responsible now? Who is the culprit here? Isn't it? Who is samsarasya karanam? Sa avarana shaktihi. Apara avarana shaktihi is what? Samsarasya karanam. Remember this now? Samsarasya karanam. This we saw last class. Okay, when you, this internal it happens, samsarasya karanam. Then outside what, how does it cover the difference between Brahma, Sat, existence and, you can say Brahman, you can use the word existence, and Sargaha, you can say Namarupani. Because it covers the difference between existence and the Namarupani, there, so existence is Satyam, Namarupani or Mithya. Existence is what, isn't it, consciousness. And the Namarupani are inert. There again, don't see the difference. And you mistake what again? You expect, then another problem comes what? You think the universe will be of support to you. The universe will, because you do not see the difference between existence and Namarupani, Brahma Sargayoho difference you do not see, what you do now? First you said, I am dependent, I am insecure is the wrong notion. Now, this universe will give me security. This universe will give me security is a wrong notion you have about the Jagat also. Because why? First, I am insecure is because of what? Drik drishayoho bedam, you do not see. You do not see the difference between drik and drishyam. Therefore, what wrong notion you have? Wrong. First, what is that error that occurs on your part? I am dependent. I am insecure. This is the notion. I am dependent. I am insecure is the error happens on individual, on the part of oneself. Then error on the part of Jagat also. What is that error happens? This Jagat will give me security. Okay? This Jagat will give me security. Jagat, I can lean on the Jagat for my security and happiness. That is another error. It happens on the part of the Jagat. Not on the part of Jagat. This error happens on your part with regard to Jagat. Jagat will help me. Jagat will be of support. Jagat will be of security. Jagat will be of happiness. That is what, again, it's a wrong notion you have about the Jagat. And you mistake the Mithya Jagat for Satyam. You do not know what Satyam is. You do not see the difference between Satyam, Brahma and Mithya Jagat. You mistake the Mithya Jagat for Satyam. Then you also think what? Jagat will be of support, security and happiness. This is what Brahma Sargayoho difference you do not see. This error externally, is the error connected to the Brahman and the Jagat, and error connected to the individual also. Is it clear now? I think it must be clear. Now we'll go to the next lesson. That's why these two errors are caused by ignorance. which is because of avarna shaktihi. Now you have to say briefly, avarna shaktihi covers at two levels, internal level and external level. This is the last bit of the teaching actually. Avarna shaktihi covers the difference between the drik and drishyam internally, sakshi and mind internally. Avarna shaktihi covers the difference between satya, existence, brahman and the namarupani, the creation. Therefore, this because of this covering, the error also happens at two levels. Internal level error is what? I am dependent, I am insecure. That error happens. Wrong notion happens. Then error at the external level is what? This jagat will be of security and happiness and support. This is another error. These two errors at internal level and external level caused by the covering which happens, the internal level and external level. By whom? By avarana shaktihi. Is it clear? I made it very clear or not? Now he says. Now it will explain, okay? Now we can teach easily. Sakshinav purato bhati. Sakshinav purato bhati. Lingam dehena sanyutam, lingam dehena sanyutam, chitichaya samaveshat, chitichaya samaveshat, jivasyadvyavaharikaha, jivasyadvyavaharikaha. Before going to this verse, you might have a doubt. Do you really say the avarna shakti covers drik drishya bheda? Does this avarna shakti really cover the difference between mind and sakshi? Does it really cover the difference between existence and namarupani externally? If you ask, it covers the difference. It does cover the difference. Now that's why we can have an example here. Vedanta is so clear. Vedanta does not talk about mysticism, does not talk about mystic powers. Vedanta is very clear, always uses proper your own experiences to drive home the subtle fact. See, this avarna shaktihi is there for Maya, because of which it covers, the covering happens, takes place. You can understand it through the example of your own dream. There is something called Nidra. Understand now? What is it called? Nidra. And Nidra, sleep, isn't it? The power of falling asleep. Okay? And there are two powers. Nidra also has what? Vikshepa Shaktihi. Nidra is what? Just Vikshepa Shaktihi and avarna shaktihi. Okay, when you fall asleep, the deep sleep, and suddenly, not every day, once in a while, happens what now? The vikshepa shakti starts operating. And the vikshepa shakti alone starts operating, then what now? There is a projection of the dream world. Dream world is created. Understand now? Dream world is created. Look at this. When the dream world is created, and then the dream world, you are there or not? Please tell me. When you are the dream world, you are there or not? You are also very much there. You are also very much there. You see your own colored dress. You see your face. You see how fat and how thin you look. You see how fair and how dark you look. You know your own physical personality also. Your physical personality, your Annamaya Koshaha is very much there in the dream. And with the wrong, there also identity is there. The dream world, you see yourself. You see your own physical body. You see all other your friends or relatives, people connected to you. You see the animal, you see the lawn, you see the green, you know, meadows and stuff. And you see some goats, some sheep grazing. You see all of them. You see the buses going, you see the trains moving, you see everything in the dream. You see everything. There again you have pain, you have pleasure. There also you discuss something with your friend, and there also you talk about, you have your own, you know, things. There also dream pain, dream pleasure. Even to go in dream experience also is what? Dream lokaha, there is dream jnanam, there is a dream ajnanam. Understand now? Dream ignorance, dream knowledge, dream wrong notions, and dream what now? Dream pain, dream pleasure. So there's also, even to have the dream experience, to go through pain or pleasure in dream also, you need some prarabdha karma. That prarabdham is called what? Abala prarabdham. Isn't it? The prarabdham is very weak prarabdha. You exhaust punya papa in subtle level, isn't it? In your dream. In dream you have go through pain, you dream you go through pleasure, you dream you talk to your friends, and you dream all, everything happens. Everything is dream. But whole dream show is very fantastic. You know, the dream, Vikshepa Shakti projected the whole dream. After the dream is projected is what? Avarna Shakti starts operating. That is why you do not know that what? You do not know that your dream being dream is not known when you are dreaming. Is it clear now? The dream being dream is not known when you are dreaming. When you are, if the Avarna Shakti is not there, you, what will have happened? The dream being dream will be known to you. The dream is a dream. If it is known, then what would have happened? You will have a free, nice show. Like how you watch your channels, sitting here, TV channels, you can see your own lying down on the bed. You know very well, if Avarna Shakti is not there, you will know I am blinded on the bed, I am sleeping here, and free show, okay? Oh, look at this, how beautiful this dream is. Then you will be very objective. You do, how you watch your TV serial and how you are affected by this TV serial, so also your dream also wouldn't have been a source of pain or pleasure for you if you were objective towards the dream. You are not objective towards the dream because you understand how? You do not even know a dream is a dream. As long as you are sleeping, as long as you are dreaming, until you wake up from sleep, for you dream is very much real. Isn't it true or not? Why dream is very much real for you? Why dream is real? Because dream, when you are dreaming, you do not know dream is a dream. For you, dream is real. Why you do not know dream is not real? Why dream is a dream? Because the drik drishyayor bhedam is what now? Dream is drishyam. Understand now? You are the drik, and drik drishya sak. Understand now? Drik drishyayor bhedam is what now? There again is what? Covered. Is clear now? Why you do not know the dream being dream? Why dream is mistaken for real? You have to wake up from sleep. Oh my God. Whole dream is me. Dream is not inside me. The whole dream is me. Dream is only a dream. Dream is only a dream. A dream, not real. But for that, what happens? What should happen? You have to wake up. Amazing, isn't it? You had to wake up. Why you didn't know why when you were dreaming? Because avarna shakti. Similarly, in now you do not see what? You do not see existence, namarupa, difference. You do not see drik drishya difference. Internally, you do not see brahma sarga difference. Externally, therefore what? Mithya jagati satyam brahma. And so now, mithya, everything mithya will be satyam. What a big, isn't it? All mithya anatma is mistaken for satyatma. Mithya namarupa jagati is mistaken for satyam brahma. Understand now. Then all the wrong notions, main two errors. I am dependent on the world. I am dependent is the first wrong notion. Then the world is of what now? World is of support and world is of happiness, you know. World will be of support to me and happiness for me. It's another wrong notion. Two errors caused by two avrittis. Avrittis are two levels. Isn't it now? This is the problem. Is it clear now? This is how avarna shakti. Yet remember that. Very beautiful. You had to wake up from sleep of ajnanam. Oh my God, this is jagat is what? But now you can't see that. Isn't it? This is only mithya. To see the mithyatvam of the jagat, you had to see the bheda. Isn't it? Okay. Now he's going for, again, he is explaining, elaborating on the same subject matter, the same topic. Sakshinav purato bhati.
Sakshinav purato bhati.
Lingam dehena sanyutam.
Lingam dehena sanyutam.
Chitichaya samaveshat.
Chitichaya samaveshat.
Jivasyad.
Jivasyad
vyavaharikaha.
Vyavaharikaha.
I've already explained three things, but still we'll do it now. See, lingam bhati. Say now, lingam bhati. Lingam here means what? The mind bhati. Lingam in this, lingam I told you always means sukshmam. Sukshma shariram is said to be linga shariram. Whenever you say lingam, you understand here what now? Lingam in this context means just the antahkaranam, the entire mind. Illuminator number two, deva devaha, the mind which plays the role of the illuminator of other things, by borrowing consciousness and sentience from the Sakshi. You know that mind is what now? Lingam here. He says, lingam bhati. Mind shines. Mind shines. Kutra mind shines. Where does the mind shine? He says, this mind shines. How is his mind? Dehena sanyutam. Say now, dehena sanyutam. Dehena sanyutam means the mind associated with the gross physical body. Dehena sanyutam mind. Not just the mind. Because the mind shines means what? Mind always shines. Isn't it? But mind endowed with, associated with the physical body, mind having the physical body here, mind having the, okay, this deha, mind as the dehi, now you'll understand here, mind as the dehi, deha is this body, and mind is what? Dehi here. Why? Indweller of the deha. Therefore, this lingam, bhati, gacchati, patati, likati, bhati, shines. This mind shines, mind which is associated with the physical body shines. Where? it is sakshinaha purataha. So now, sakshinaha purataha lingam bhati. In front of sakshi, in front, literate means what? Purataha means in front of. In front of sakshi alone, this lingam, the mind, also the body shines. That means, in front means what? Don't take in front me, literally don't take in front here. And I say, in front of sun, all the opaque objects shine. That means what? In front of sun, all the opaque objects shine means what? In the presence of sun, all the opaque objects shine. Similarly, in the presence of all-pervasive consciousness, which is there as the sakshi of every mind, okay, this all-pervasive, this awareness, consciousness, which is existence, this is there what now? Is there as the sakshi of every mind. It pervades every mind. All the minds are pervaded by what? This consciousness. In fact, all the minds exist in awareness, in consciousness. All the minds exist in awareness. Isn't it? But all the minds exist in awareness. All the minds are pervaded by awareness. And that those minds shine. Like what? This opaque sofa is pervaded by light. In the light it exists. Pervaded by the light. And it shines in the presence of light. Is it clear now? Similarly, this lingam, which is inert, insentient, a material product, which are endowed with the physical body, shines being blessed by the presence of consciousness. If there is no consciousness, there is no possibility of mind becoming conscious and sentient. Of course, mind is subtle enough to have the manifestation of consciousness. Isn't it? But he says, lingam bhati dehena sayutam lingam sakshinaha purataha bhati. Sounds very, very simple English, isn't it? Sounds like very, very simple English. Sakshinaha purataha dehena sayutam lingam bhati. In presence of consciousness, being blessed by the presence of consciousness, having the manifestation of consciousness, this mind, which is associated with the physical body, shines. Shines means what? To come to light, thereby to have the status of being existent, mind is dependent on sakshi. If mind does not even shine, it will not be, if it is not known, isn't it? It will be as good as non-existent. Now, mind has the status of being existent because of the blessing of consciousness. Look at this. And not only it is become the very existence, for the very existence, mind is dependent on consciousness. And thereafter, to become conscious and sentient, again, mind is dependent on what? The manifestation of consciousness, for which is dependent on consciousness. And because it exists, and it has manifestation of consciousness, reflection of consciousness, thereby it becomes sentient and conscious, and thereby it has the status of being the illuminator of the body. It can lend conscientiousness to the body, and it can also what? It is able to know the cognition of the external world. Cognition of external objects is possible. There's something called cognition is possible because the mind has what? Reflection of consciousness. There is consciousness. There is vastu, which is consciousness, which is awareness, which is pure existence. And that vastu, which is there, mind has the capacity to have the manifestation of consciousness. Because of the manifestation of consciousness alone, mind is conscious, sentient. Mind becomes existent, first of all. Then the mind is what? There is something called cognition, knowledge, takes place because of this blessing of consciousness only. Is it clear now? There is illumination. That is why it is very important. Without there is something called cognition, without something called knowledge, vrittihi, vritti jnanam, without vritti jnanam, everything will be there, but everything will be as good as non-existent. Is it clear now? The whole jagat will be non-existent. That is why when vritti jnanam is not there in deep sleep state, for you the world is not there. Your own body is not there. Body is there, but body is as though not there. As though dead. The world is as though not there. Where is your wife? Where is your son? Where are your children? Where are your friends and where are relatives? Where are they? Where are you first? Where are you in the dream? Are you there? No. You are there. But there is no cognition means you are not. Amazing. Look at this. What cognition does? But for cognition, you are not there yourself. And leave alone others what you have. Understand now? Then I have this sun, I have this beauty, then to become verse poetry, to appreciate the poetry and all those things, to appreciate the natural beauty, all those things will not be there if there's something called phenomenon called cognition is not there. Simply understand how beautiful it is to understand is what cognition does. Cognition, knowledge is very important. And what is that knowledge? Vrittihi. When the vritti is there and there is reflection of consciousness. Mind has the capacity. Mind is very beautiful manifestation of matter. Highest form of manifestation of matter is repetition. Shastram repeats. The book repeats. Vidyayana Swami repeats. So I am repeating. This, there is manifestation of this thing. Mind. And mind is always what? Always shines. Sun is. All our colors shine. Isn't it? What can obstruct the sun from illumining our colors here? Nothing. What can obstruct the sun from bringing to light all the opaque objects? Just the swarupam. Nothing can cover really. Even if you put we can only put the curtain just to get little bit. That's all. Really speaking, illumining cannot be stopped. Is it clear? Similarly, Sakshi is there. Consciousness is not the Sakshi, but Sakshi is consciousness. And the Sakshi is beginninglessly, endlessly, timelessly, all everywhere, everywhere, all pervasive, is there. Therefore, in the presence of Sakshi, the mind is always illumined. Therefore, what mind? Dehena sanyutam manaha, dehena vina also mind shines. With deha also mind shines. But mind is functional only when it is with the body. Without the body, mind is shining, but mind is non-functional. And so now, the mind is non-functional, there cannot be vrittis. The vrittis are not there, then cognitions are not possible. The cognition is not possible, everything will be as good as non-existent. Beautiful to know this, isn't it? Therefore, don't ever say, when does consciousness come and go? Consciousness does not come, Sakshi does not come, Sakshi does not go, Sakshi is always in the presence of Sakshi. There is, mind is, and there is reflection of conscious manifestation of consciousness. Then mind is sentient and conscious. Then what happens now? This manaha bhati. Manaha bhati means what? We are talking only about the mind now. How does the mind become existent? Mind cannot even exist without the consciousness. Mind can be existent. It will be as good as non-existent without consciousness. Understand now? The consciousness, even for the very existence, very survival, it needs what? It is dependent on consciousness. Now he is explaining drishyor bhedam. Do you see the difference? Mind shines. Even for when the mind is not existent, if the mind is not blessed by consciousness, it cannot even exist. And it must be existent to be functional. Isn't it? To be functional. The mind must be functional for the cognitions to take place. Cognitions must be there for the existence of the rest of the Namarupani. Is it clear now? All the Namarupani will be existent only if there are cognitions of the Namarupani. Cognitions are possible only if there are vrittis. Vrittis will be there only if the mind is functional. The mind can be functional only if the mind first exists. The mind to exist, the mind has to become conscious and sentient. It has to shine. And for that, whose blessing? Okay? Sakshi. Is it clear now? So, sakshinaha purataha lingam bhati. Say now, sakshinaha purataha lingam bhati. Okay, if sakshi is sun, in so, suryasya purataha asarvani grihani bhanti. Means what? Griham bhati, vrikshaha bhati, sakakashaha bhati, suryasya purataha akashaha bhati, megaha bhanti. Now, vrikshaha bhanti, sarvani vastuni bhanti, ellam vilangukindana, surunukku munnal. Means what now? In front of the sun, everything shines. So that what? The all shines means becomes known. Only when object shines, it has what now? It becomes existent. So existence presupposes. And now what? It has to be there, isn't it? And that presupposes cognition, knowledge. And knowledge presupposes what? Awareness, consciousness. Is it clear now? Consciousness, knowledge, existence. Sakshi, jnanam, asti. Is it clear now? Jagat, asti. Otherwise, you can't understand this. So, sakshinaha purataha dehena sayutam lingam bhati. Thereby what happens? Lingam bhati, thereby deha bhati, thereby sense organs bhanti, thereby external objects also shine. External world shines in the form of five different objects because all the sense organs shine. All the sense organs shine. First they have to be shining means what? They are existent. Shine, they are existent, they become functional, thereby the world is cognition of the world, isn't it? World shines. World shines, jagat bhati. Why? All the senses shine. Senses shine because whole body shines, because mind shines, because chitichaya aveshat. Understand now? Because of the reflection of consciousness in the mind. Chitichaya aveshat. There is chitichaya because there is chitihi. What is chitihi? Sakshi. Understand? Chitihi means consciousness. We'll see the next line now. Chitichaya samaveshat.
Chitichaya samaveshat.
Chitichaya samaveshat, because of the reflection of consciousness, because of the entry of the manifest consciousness, because of the entry of manifest consciousness, because of the manifestation of consciousness, mind shines. There is no manifestation of consciousness, mind will not shine. Understand now? Because of the manifestation of consciousness, mind shines. Okay, now, but what happens? This is all fine. But there is Avarna Shakti. There is Avarna Shakti. Avarna Shakti does what now? Doesn't allow us to see the difference. What difference? Sakshi and drishayor bedam avrunoti. Therefore, you do not see, you mistake this mind. Look at this lingam, this drishyam. Lingam is what here? Drishyam. This object of knowledge of consciousness, this object which shines in the presence of consciousness, this drishyam lingam, this object mind, look at this, this object mind which shines now in the presence of consciousness is what now? And drik the sakshi, because there is, we don't see the difference between drik and drishyam, then what happens? I is identified with what? This mind, this sense organs, all of them. This body-mind complex. Then, that is when there is, because this mind, this conscious mind, which is associated with the essence, associated with the mind, identified with the mind, identified with the body, is said to be what? Vyavaharikaha jivaha. Say now?
Vyavaharikaha.
One who is available in this world, a being, which is here as what now? Which transacts calling on himself as what? Jiva. Okay? Who is this jiva? All of us are jivas now. What jiva? Who is vyavaharikaha jiva means what? Jivaha. Who is an individual? Who is an individual? It helps you to understand so clearly, isn't it? Who is an individual here? Yes, that's the drishyam mind? Yes, the lingam? No. Yes, the prana? No. Yes, the physical body? No. Is this the consciousness? No. Is there a body-mind complex without consciousness? No. I already told you everything is pervaded by consciousness. There's never a time that something is not pervaded by consciousness. Never a time. Nowhere. Nothing is there which is not pervaded by consciousness. Always consciousness is in everything. Everything is in consciousness. There's no time consciousness is not there. Okay? That is sakshi. Then what about this then? Vyavaharika jivaha means what now? This individual who has the sakshi pervading the whole body-mind complex, and this mind which shines in the, because of the blessing of consciousness, because of the blessing of consciousness, there is manifestation of consciousness, because of the manifestation of consciousness, mind shines, and mind becomes able to function, and associated with the body, it illumines the external world also, and this is how it is, but this, there is what now? Aham, isn't it? This I vrittihi. Aham vrittihi is identified. This difference is not seen. Aham vrittihi is identified with the mind, identified with the body, is said to be what now? Jivaha. Who is jivaha now? The individual, the being who has identity with the body, mind, sense complex is said to be a jivaha. Who is a jiva now? One who has identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Who is the one who has identity with the body, mind, sense complex? Who has identity? I thought. The I thought have identity? Just there is another no thought in the mind. Understand now? Who I thought by its lesson with? There is a notion in the, there's a thought in the mind, notion in the mind that this I, isn't it, is identified with the mind, senses and body. I am the body. I am the mind. I am hungry. I am angry. I am sad. I am upset. I am fat. I am tall. I am thin. I am good looking. I am ugly. I am intelligent. I am dull. I am is what now? Is identified with, I is identified with the body mind complex, isn't it? Therefore, this the jiva is the one who has identity with the body mind sense complex. is a jiva. Is it clear now? This is how a jivatvam comes. How? And this is called jivaha. Okay? Is it clear or not? Jivaha syat vyavaharikaha. Who is a vyavaharikaha jivaha? He says, chitichaya sammaveshat sakshinaha purataha lingam dehena sayuktam lingam bhati. Then what happens once it shines? I am the body. That notion is possible only after that. The mind must be there, isn't it? First, I thought must be there, then identity is possible, then vyavaharikaha jivaha. The living being, the individual, has identity with the body, mind and complex is the jiva. Okay. Now you know who is a jivaha. He is very systematic, this teacher is Vidyaranya Swami, an ordinary person. Very, very great teacher, very systematic he develops. Okay, now this is called what now? How samsara comes now? He's going to say now, next. Asya jivatvam aropat.
Asya jivatvam aropat.
First, how there is a jiva, who is a jiva, I explained. First, the author explained how the avarna shakti covers at the individual level. Now, cover at the internal level and external level. Then he said how the internal, the covering at the internal level gives rise to the state, the jiva status. That he explained. Now he go to the next one. Asya jivatvam aropat.
Asya jivatvam aropat.
Sakshinyapyavabhasate.
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 Avrutau tu vinashtayam.
Avrutau tu vinashtayam.
Bhede bhate.
Bhede bhate.
Apayati tat.
Apayati tat.
He says, how avarna shakti is responsible for covering the bheda, then how the mind it shines, etc. Then he says in this context, here in this verse, asya jivasya jivatvam. Look at this now. Jivatvam. Jivatvam means what now? The status of being a jivaha. Isn't it? Status of being a jivaha is called what? Jivatvam. Jivatvam means what? The status of being a jiva is called jivatvam. Jivatvam sakshini aropat. Jivatvasya aropaha bhavati. Aropaha means superimposition. What does that mean? Superimposition. Isn't it? Now, aropaha. Jivatvam aropat. Okay? Jivatva is superimposed. Jivatvam means what? Who is a jiva now? This individual who has identity with the body, mind, sense complex, who thinks I am the body, I am the mind, I am the senses. That, now, that person is what? The jiva. Isn't it? Who is the jiva? Then jivatvam means what now? The status of being the jiva. Now, this when you say that I am the body, actually I am what? I am sakshi. Actually, I am sakshi. If avarna shakti doesn't operate, then I am the sakshi chaitanyam would have been very clear, then there would have been any problem. But I am sakshi is not known. isn't it? Therefore, what now? There's a confusion. Drishyam is mistake for the drik. I told you already. Then what happens now? All the drishyasya gunaha. Drishyam is what? Anatma. Mind is drishyam. Pranas are drishyam. Sense organs are drishyam. Physical body is drishyam. The drishyanam gunaha. Isn't it? Aropitaha bhavanti. All the limitations, all the problems, all the attributes, all the dharmas of this anatma, drishyam, become what now? Superimposed. On what? When you say, I am the actually the sakshi, but when I say, I am the body, mind, sense complex, naturally, all these limitations of the body, mind, complex become superimposed upon the sakshi, the atma. Now, jivatvam, no, avabhasate. Sakshini api avabhasate. Look at this. Jivatvam avabhasate. Say now, jivatvam avabhasate. Jivatvam avabhasate means what? The status of being a jiva shines. Isn't it? It means what now? Jivatvam is avabhasate. Jivatvam is shines means what? Jivatvam is superimposed upon the sakshi. Who is sakshi? The chaitanyam. Limitations of the mind are superimposed upon the sakshi. Limitations of the body are superimposed upon the sakshi. Isn't it? It's called what? Jivatva aropanam. Jivatva aropanam means superimposition of the limitations of anatma upon the atma due to the erroneous self-perception is called what? Jivatva aropanam. Looking at sakshi as a jiva. Looking at sakshi as a jiva. Not only you look at sakshi as a jiva, you see all the problems of the body, mind and complex are seen to be the problems of sakshi. This is called jivatva aropanam. Where? Upon the sakshi. Jivatva aropanam. Sir, jivatva aropat. Sakshini api avabhasate jivatvam. Aropat, due to the superimposition, there seems to be the problems of jiva upon the sakshi. Okay, now you should ask the question very cleverly. What question you should come? How is it possible, isn't it, for this body, for this mind, which is very dependent on the sakshi for the very existence, lend its dharmas to sakshi? How is it possible? How can the mind, this small little mind, which is dependent on the very sakshi for its very existence, lend its limitations? You know? Are the body's limitations to the sakshi? How can they be superimposed? Is it possible? Isn't it? It's not possible. But still we it seems to, but when we say I am unhappy, I am all those things, when I am a mortal, when you say I actually the self am the sakshi, the chaitanyam, that is the right thing. I am a mortal means mortality is aropitam bhavati on what? Sakshi. This is called sakshini jivatvam avabhasate. Sakshini jivatvam avabhasate means what? Mortality of the body is superimposed upon the sakshi. Isn't it? I am a samsari. When you say the samsaritvam, being subject to birth and death is superimposed upon the sakshi. I am unhappy when you say the unhappiness, which is what? Unhappiness is a discomfort experienced in the mind, which is a state of mind, which is a manodharma, which is superimposed upon the sakshi. I am hungry when you say the hunger, which is prana dharma, which is superimposed upon the sakshi. I am angry when you say this. Another worst, isn't it? The discomfort in the mind, the state of mind, which is superimposed upon what? The sakshi. It's clear now. I am jealous. Okay? That is also what? Discomfort. That is superimposed upon the sakshi. All these different states of mind, all their problems, that is manodharma, natural for the mind to be like that. The flower is soft means that's the nature of the flower. The bark is hard means that's the nature of the bark. Like that, mind means what? That's the beauty of the mind. All the thoughts are mind. And all the thing, if we don't say I there, jealousy is, hatred is, anger is, everything is, I am, there's no problem. Then if the avarana shakti is not there, how will you respond? I am, look at this, I am, anger is, jealousy is, hatred is, desire is, I am. No problem. I am, red color is. It's no problem. But what do you say now? I am angry when you say, that is called lacking objectivity. This is called internalizing the mind's problems to, understand now, internalizing the problems of external things to the mind, to the Atma. Internalization of problems. Understand now, it's called superimposition. Why can't we say that? We can't say that. We do this, isn't it? This is called aropaha. What is aropaha? Is clear now? What is aropanam? Superimposition means what? This is called aropanam. But here, the author says very beautifully, if it is really aropitam, you cannot undo it. If the aropanam is real, if the limitations of the body, mind, and complex, the problems of body, mind, and complex are really superimposed upon the Atma, elimination is difficult, it's not possible. Because there is no such thing called real superimposition is not there. Real giving is not there. The superimposition is there, there's no really. That is, Atma is not, Sakshi is not jealous. Sakshi does not have the mind, does not have the jealousy, hatred, anger, etc. But no jealousy, hatred, anger, cognition, etc. possible without Sakshi. Is it? Sakshi does not have ignorance, does not have knowledge. But no knowledge or ignorance possible without Sakshi. Sakshi is not ignorant, not knowledgeable. Sakshi is pure knowledge. Is it clear now? But this is there. It's called Jivatva Aropaha. Aropa. Understand now? This Jivatvam shines on the Sakshi means what? Jivatvam is lent to, superimposed upon the Sakshi, which is free from all the problems of a Jiva. Is it clear now? Sakshini means Atmani, superimposed. And he says, this is like what? Look at this. If there is a crystal, please understand this. If there is a beautiful crystal, and if you, it's a traditional example in Shastra. Japa kusumam means a red hibiscus. Not many colored hibiscus are available now. Only red color hibiscus, single petal red hibiscus is our traditional Indian, very old, we use for pujas and all that. Now with the hybrid, the cloned varieties are so many. Okay, that's a different thing. But the original hibiscus, which is red in color, is called Japa Kusumam. So traditionally, Shastra example, okay? Traditionally, in Shastra, you give the example. And if it is kept near a bright big ball of crystal, or crystal container, it's a container made of crystal. And crystal means what? Clear. Crystal clear means what? Crystal is always clear. and you put the flower there in the container. The whole container looks red. When you see from distance, oh, it looks red. Like our colorful colored bottles, red, green, blue bottles. Some people have beautifully colored bottles. Really, I used to love those bottles, colored bottles, as a child. I used to collect them, actually. You know, colorful bottles, no? Red, green, or like colors. And here, this crystal container looks red, shines red from distance. You do not see the crystal doesn't become red. And no color can be given to crystal. Crystal will always be crystal. Isn't it? But when you see, it looks red. Why? The japa kusumam, which is kept in the container, that color, no, is what now? It is as though, it looks as though the japa kusumam has given its color to the crystal. Has it really given? No. It's not really given. But it looks as though it is given. Understand now? That is called what? I tell you, dharma adhyasaha. Say now? Dharma adhyasaha. You better know the word, isn't it? Dharma adhyasaha means what? Dharmasya adhyasaha means the dharma of the this japa kusumam is given to, as though, not really given, as though given to the crystal. As though crystal has become red, as though it has borrowed the dharma of the hibiscus flower. Is it clear now? That means what? The flower cannot make the crystal red, nor can the crystal, no? Become red. Why? Because crystal is clear, for flower is red, but what happened? Proximity, the closeness, close association makes it to look as though the flower has lent its redness to the crystal. If you really see, if you have viveka, what you see? There is red japa kusumam and there is patika patram, and this patikam is always patikam, very clear. It doesn't become colored, but it looks colored because it is what? It is very closely, no? It is very close to the flower. Then you have what now? Viveka. Spatika japa kusuma viveka is there. You, even if you see this japa kusuma's color on the spatikam, the crystal, you will not be shaken, isn't it? You will know. There's no aropa. There's no real aropa. But when you do not have the viveka, you do not see the difference. What difference? What japa kusumam alone is red. Redness belongs to the japa kusumam. Spatikam is crystal. Crystal is clear, crystal clear, isn't it? Therefore, it doesn't have anything. This is called viveka. Understand now? And this doesn't have anything. This color belongs to this. Redness belongs to the flower. And spatikam is clear. So this redness cannot become spatika's color. It is not possible. If you have viveka, then you will see them what? Discriminatively, there's no problem. Isn't it? But what do you think? We do not know this nature of spatikam. We do not know the dharma of the flower. The red, isn't it? Redness belongs to the flower that you do not know. Then what you have, that viveka is not covered. Difference is covered means, then naturally you think what? Spatikam is red. Spatikam has become red means, spatikam has, this crystal does not become red, but in your thinking, spatikam has become red. Where is the redness now in spatikam? Spatikam, the redness is not in spatikam, the redness is not in crystal, but in your thinking, crystal is red. Crystal is red, is where? No thinking. This is called what now? is called really you do not transfer the redness to the crystal. It's not real transference of redness to the crystal, but there is as though transference of redness to the crystal. It's called dharma adhyasaha. Say now, dharma adhyasaha, as though transferring. Is it clear now? Dharma adhyasaha. Similarly, look at this. The asakshi is what? Crystal clear. I don't have crystal now. So what is sakshi now? Sakshi is beginningless, endless, changeless, pure awareness, pure existence. Isn't it? And sakshi is independent, does not depend upon any namarupa of existence. Whereas, mind is what now? Mind is drishyam. Sakshi is a drik, mind is drishyam. This mind alone has what now? All these vrittis are what now? Jealousy, hatred, anger, no, the smallness, all these are what now? All vrittis, they all form the mind, their mind manodharma. Birth, death, subject, disease, no, jayate, asti, jayate, vardate, apakshiyate, navinashyati, all dharmas of what? This body. It is born, it is going to die, immediately it grows old, it has some pain, back pain, and all, you know, all shada-shada noises, all these are happening only where? They all belong, all these all body, mind, sense, complex, dharmaha. Understand now? These are all the problems of the body, mind, sense, complex, limitations of body, mind, sense, complex, nature of the body, mind, sense, complex, growing old. As all nature of the body, this nature, the dharmas, the attributes, the limitations, the problems of the body, mind, hence complex are all transferred to Atma. And so now, is clear now? Are they really transferred? No. But how are they transferred? In your you think, isn't it? In your thinking, they are transferred. It's called what? Dharma Adhyasa. This is called what? He says, this is how Sakshini, say no? Sakshini Avabhasate. Avabhasate. What shines in Sakshi? Sakshini, what is that which is shines? Jivatvam Avabhasate. Sakshini Jivatvam Avabhasate means what? Sphatike. Sphatike redness avabhasate. Remember this sentence. Sphatike redness avabhasate. Means what? The redness shines in the crystal. Redness shines in the crystal means what? Is it? It's called pushpatvam avabhasate. Understand now? Sakshi, pushpatvam, spatike, avabhasate. Therefore, redness, avabhasate. Similarly, here, you have to understand this. This, all the jivas, jivatva means what? Superimposition of jivas problems, body mentions complex problems upon the sakshi, is it? As though transference of, not real transference, okay? Really is not transferred. This of the limitations of the body complex upon the sakshi is called what? Dharma adhyasaha or aropaha, superimposition. What becomes now? You have made sakshi jivaha. Is sakshi jivaha? No. Who is the jiva? The eyes, the individual, the living being who has identity with the body mentions complex is a jiva. And jivatvam, superimpose upon what? Atma, sakshi. Is it possible to superimpose? Not possible. It is possible when? If avarna shakti covers, you will do anything. Understand now? We can do anything. Sakshini avabhasate. Therefore, in fact, this fall transference of the limitations of body, mind, sense complex upon the sakshi is called dharma adhyasaha, that is called superimposition, because of which the wrong notion comes and you suffer samsara. It's clear. Now, therefore, suppose if the avrutau avrutihi, I'll finish it soon. Avrutau tu vinashtayam. Avrutau tu vinashtayam. Avrutau tu vinashtayam means when ignorance is dispelled. When the ignorance is removed. When the covering is removed. When the covering is removed. What is the covering that now? There is a covering of drik drishya bheda. There is a covering of difference between drik and drishyam. Isn't it? When this covering is removed, when there is a discovery of the difference between drik and drishyam, then what happens? Drik and drishyam, do you see the drik as drishyam? Drishyam as drishyam. You not mistake the drishyam for the drik. You see the crystal separately, flower separately. You know what is crystal, what is flower. There is bedam when you see, then you know. You do not undo the, you don't need to work hard to remove the redness from the, what now? Do you have to work hard to remove the redness from the crystal? Let me take a bit. Which shop is available this powder? I can remove this. No, I can use it for washing and remove the redness from this patikam. Rub and scrub and then I want to break and save. Even then, isn't it? Whatever if you use your buddhi, that is what samsara. Understand now? The whole life is struggle a lot. It's like what? Trying to remove the redness from spatikam, which is not really there. Vain effort. Whole life is what now? It is like our effort is vain effort because it's like trying to remove the redness from the spatikam, which is not really there. Similarly, here also, what do we do? Sakshi is free from all the problems. But all the problems of drishyam are superimposed upon the sakshi. Therefore what? That's not real. There's a false transference. False is in superimposition only. And not real. Really sakshi doesn't become anything. And then you try to undo the problems also. Undo the problems. You try all your best to undo the problems. All our efforts are to undo the problems we have. And Shastram says, isn't it? There is no problem at all. Look at this. There is no problem. If you say, I have problems, Shastram will say, what is your problem? There is no problem. No, I have problem. Then next question will be, who is the one who has problems? Who is the one who has problems? That's all. You find the answer, then you will understand there is no problem. Understand now? Because I have problems means, then the question will be what? Who are you? That's all. The question will be answered. Isn't it? Really speaking, this dharma adhyasa only, there's only false transference because of what now? Difference, the viveka jnanam is not there. Difference is covered. When this covered difference is, isn't it? The covering is removed. When this discovery of the difference between sakshi and drishyam, drik and drishyam, sakshi and mind. See, mind only. Difference between sakshi and mind. Then, there is what now? This is called vinashtayam. Avrutautu vinashtayam. When this avrutihi is, avrutihi vinashta bhavati. When this covering is removed, bhede bhate. When the covering is removed, and what happens now? Bhedaha bhataha bhavati. Then the difference shines. Difference becomes very clear. The difference which was covered becomes clear. Oh, Bhede bhate. Bhedaha bhati. Okay? The difference becomes clear between drik and drishyam. When sakshi and the mind. When avrutot vinishtayam. When the covering is removed, difference between drik and drishyam, sakshi and mind becomes clear. Then one drikdrishya bheda is very clear. Difference between drik, this mind and sakshi is very clear. Then what happened? Tat apayati. That goes. What goes here? Apayati means what? That goes away. What goes away? Jivatvam. Jivatvam falsely transferred to the Atma, the Sakshi, will go away. False transference, born of ignorance, will go away when the ignorance is removed. Bhede bhate tat apayati. That goes away. What goes away? The superimposition of the jivatvam, the superimposition of the limitations of the anatma upon the atma, drishyam upon, super limitations of the drishyam, superimposition of the limitations of the drishyam upon the drik will go away. Superimposition has to go. False transference of dharmas has to go. That will go when? When the difference becomes very clear. What difference? What is sakshi? What is mind? That difference becomes very clear. Then that false transference also will go. Is it clear now? Now for the samsara to go, look at this. If you have to get rid of samsara, no, then not to have kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam, and not to have, isn't it, punya papa, to be free from all of them. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer also is what now? Jivatvam only. It is superimposition only. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I have punyam, I have papam. So what? Dharmadhyasa. Dharmadhyasa only. Transference. Are you going to give up, are you going to become free from all punya papas one fine day? Become a crystal. You will never become pure. Already you are pure. So all notions, isn't it? So, he says, this, what is the jivatvam aropitam asti, tat apayat, that goes. This superimposition of the limitations of drishyam upon the drikti atma will go away, will resolve by itself. When the difference between drik and drishyam is very clear, when the sakshi and mind is very clear, then you don't mistake the mind for sakshi, sakshi for the mind, then there is very clear. When the covering is removed, when the ignorance goes, ignorance of the self goes, covering goes, difference becomes very clear between drik and drishyam, then the superimposition, false superimposition of the limitations of body and complex upon the atma will go away. The dharma adhyasa will resolve. Then what happen? You will be free. Dharma adhyasa will go away. You become objective towards your own mind. Understand now? You will become objective towards your own mind. Objectivity, isn't it, towards one's own mind will help to be objective towards everything in the universe. When that is called having objectivity, in objectivity there is anandaha, mokshaha. When you don't have drik drishya bheda viveka, when you do not know the difference between drik and drishyam, the mistake one for the other, then you become subjective. In subjectivity, there is bandha, there is pain, there is pleasure, there is worry, there are confusions, and then. Is it clear now? And many of us have the doubt. We study Shastra, we understand everything intellectually, you know, but still it has not helped us at all. For such a question, Vidyarama has a beautiful answer which follows. And for its time, I can't do that. Okay? Yeah. So we'll see next class. See, this sort of study, you'll see, it's not only teaching now, I decided to do summing up of everything hereafter. Then you will become much clearer. When the study itself helps you to be objective, doesn't it? See, you have to appreciate the beauty of Vedanta without using anything mystical. Mystic. It uses, see, Vedanta always uses what you know. It uses your own experience. It uses what you know to make you understand something very subtle. That is the beauty of it. That is why everything is very clean, clear, very, goes very systematically. Either we understand or we don't understand. That's a different thing. But you can't say, no, Vedanta doesn't work. No, it all tells stories which I can't even believe. No. Now, is there anything mystic here? Mysticism used? Facts don't need all those things.
But mysticism is based on intuition.
No. We are talking about mysticism here. We are not interested in mysticism. I'm only telling, Vedanta does not use anything mystic or mysticism to make you understand something. Because it has to use, it only uses what you know. Nothing mysterious is used to drive home something. How will you understand? Because you have that experience, something called a dream experience. Isn't it? And the dream experience also is what now? The dream jagat, swapna lokaha, srijyate, there is a created, projected. Who projects? Where is that? The material, knowledge, everything is where? Everything is in you only. Then you can sing, Patum nane, bhavamun nane, padum munainan, padavaitin. No, everything is you. You can see what now? The whole jagat is what? The knowledge is you. And the material is you. Manifestation is you. All the aims and forms are you. Jadam is you. Chetanam is you. Achetanam is you. All the actions are you. Punya papas are you. Pain and experience is you. Everything is you in Swapna. But only thing is, there also, drik drishya bheda is covered. That is why, how do we say drik drishya bheda is covered in dream? Because drik drishya bheda is covered, the seer of the dream and the seen dreamt, isn't it, is... That difference is covered. That is why when you are dreaming, the dream is not clear. Dream being dream while dreaming is not known. Dream being a dream is known only when you wake up from dream. Avruti. Shakti. Waking up is what? Waking up from avruti. Savrutavrtu vinashtayam. When the avruti goes, then when avruti goes means what? When you wake up from the sleep of ignorance, the avruti is, the difference, the avruti is removed, then you see what? Bhedaha bhati. What difference? My God, the dream world was only dream. This waker is the one. And you know, waker, dream, the one who was there witnessing the dream is what? This waker. You see the difference there, drishya. But to know that, you have to wake up. Avrutaut vinashtayam, bedaha. When the avruti goes, then bedaha bhati, when the bedaha bhataha bhavati, when the difference shines, then what happens? Tat apayati. That superimposition upon the sakshi goes away. The dharma adhyasa goes. The false transference of transference goes. False transference, what has been transferred falsely become retransferred back. Oh, it belongs to that, not mine. Okay. So, the next two shlokas will tell you, now we have analyzed only what? Drik, drishya, veda, what, how avriti shakti covers the difference between drik and drishyam. How this covering at the individual level, covering at the internal level causes superimposition, thereby how it reflects dham of samsara. All our emotional problems are because of this covering only. That is discussed. We'll see the next other covering and the problems caused by other covering. We'll see the next class. Okay? Then we'll go to other thing. It's very, very beautifully, systematically he's presenting. Okay, we'll go to the next class. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.